joining us this morning on KPCW Sundance Week. Rick, how you doing?
Okay. This is the Sundance Reel on the weekend, and I'm Rick Bruff, and this is my co-host, Stacy Demolsky, who is well known as a stand-up comic, short filmmaker. She's in the tallest chair.
Yeah, really short. I'm
yeah,
very
really,
short.
Really, really short filmmaker. And self-published author and just multitasking all over the place.
Yeah.
And to start off the program this morning, appropriately, we have some people from the Shorts program and in a film called Worm, Christopher Winterbauer and the lead actors Reed Miller sharing a microphone with his co-star. Is it Sky Popoff?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, welcome.
Are we on the air?
Okay. Well, then don't do that to me. All right, I'm Stacy Demolsky, and with us today we have Christopher Winterbauer. I said that right?
You did.
Reed Miller and Sky Popoff. How do you say it? Popoff. You'll just answer
everything.
To anything,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Cool. All right. So I actually went to the world premiere back in Los Angeles a couple of months ago, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Since then, I've seen it 3 times, and I want to know. When you, Chris, went to cast, did you have somebody in mind? Because when you see this film, Reed and Sky, actually all 4 actors are perfect. I mean, they are. I've never seen anything in short program so well cast. So how did you find these guys? Because then I want to get their take on it, too. How did you find your lead actors?
Sure. So we were doing this as a student film, so we didn't have a lot of money. We found a casting director who was great, named Brad Gilmore in Hollywood, and he knew that I wanted very kind of unconventional, natural actors, and we did a lot of rounds. I didn't know who I wanted or what I wanted, but the minute these guys came in, I knew we were
and I can see
shape.
Why. So tell us what the movie is about. Just give us a synopsis.
So Worm is a coming-of-age story that takes place in an alternate reality 1990s where kids wear electronic monitoring collars that track their sexual and emotional development as they go through their life. It's a very weird, absurdist take on your classic coming-of-age story.
Mm-hmm. The tone and the look, it's almost kind of sci-fi 90s.
Yes.
So did you live in a neighborhood like that?
yeah. When Stacy told me the plot, I said, you know what, after they're kissed, they graduate to the Hunger Games? I mean, what's going on here?
I mean, I grew up in Seattle.
It totally looks like Seattle.
Yeah, but around Microsoft, and I worked for Intel for a while before I ever did movies. And I've always been fascinated by the systems that we create to try to help people keep up or stay in line, and how they always backfire, and the law of unintended consequences, and what would it be like if we had something that's supposed to keep people up and ends up making someone feel left out more than ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
You nailed it. So you guys, Reed and Sky, what did you think when you saw the script? And what did you think? Like a collar for what now?
I was very confused at first, but then as I read through the script, I started to understand a lot of the metaphors and the symbolism, and I was in love with it the moment I read it. And you know, it's an honor to get to bring the script to life, especially because it's so unique and there's nothing like it, like at all. I mean,
there
I've
really
never seen another movie with, like, where they make kids wear collars and have to, you know, like, it's just very. It may not seem like it represents what's happening today, but it kind of is actually.
Mm-hmm. And then Sky, how did you feel about? I don't want to give anything away, but you are a pivotal person in Worm's life, and there's a moment when you kind of have to let him down easy. So have you had that moment in real life where you had to tell a boy, I don't think so?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not as, like, cruel as he was. But that has happened before.
Yeah, it did. Details. Yeah. We want details.
You want the juice?
Okay. It's
at Sundance.
It's part city. Nobody else will know.
Okay. Well, let me just say, not a lot of guys are as polite as Worm was. So
he was a gentleman, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was very gracious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen in real life. Worm is such like a, he's such a character, mm-hmm. you know, and he has so many feelings that it's hard for him to express, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I think Reed played him was very subtle, but in the scene that we're talking about here,
mm-hmm.
you can see a lot of the emotions that was going on in the scene that happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That was my favorite scene, actually. That scene had a lot of heart and a lot of authenticity.
Yeah.
And you guys played it, I thought, perfectly. I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, I have a lot of experience with that, so
it's
too hard.
Of course you do, Reed. So you said this was a school project or a student project at which university?
USC, University of Southern California.
And was this a grad program?
Yes. This was my thesis film for the MFA program there.
Okay. So I'm taking you graduated.
I did, yeah.
They
I graduated.
Said, okay,
I graduated in May. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is, has this this film, it's such a little gem, has it, what's it led to?
I mean, it's been incredible. It, I mean, for just me personally, it got me representation, and I'm working on a featured version of this now that,
ooh.
You know, it's in early stages, but we're hopeful mm-hmm. we'll go forward. A couple other projects in early stages that we're hopeful mm-hmm. to go forward, but it's gotten a great response, more than I ever hoped for, and
mm-hmm.
Has put me and my wife a little bit at ease in such a volatile industry. So
mm-hmm.
it's been great.
Is this your first time at Sundance?
It is, yes.
So what do you think?
It's beautiful and very warm, receptive audiences. Mm-hmm. The toughest, sometimes you go to a film festival and don't get a laugh, and that can be very uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
If people are not interested in comedy. But I think here, they're very open to it.
Mm-hmm. It's a very diverse crowd here.
Yeah.
So what about you? I'd always like to get young people's take on this. I mean, it's your first time at Sundance.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What is happening? It's beautiful here. Oh my gosh, the snow, there's a lot of it, so there's that. The movies that I've seen are incredible,
mm-hmm.
and it's just such an honor to be among such amazing films.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How about you, Reed?
I mean, she kind of put it in a great way, but I mean, it's pretty, like, I have like 8 words going through my mind. Like it's incredible. It's amazing. It's weird.
Weird is a good one.
But it's weird in a good way.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily, Worm is in a block with some other great films.
I agree.
So you know, it's interesting. You know, when you go to like a film festival, that's not like Sundance, but like another film festival, and it's like all the other films are maybe not as good. And, like, you know, like, Worm sticks out, yeah, but it's nice to be able to, like, meet people that are just as creative and just as talented.
Yes.
You know, so mm-hmm. That's definitely been awesome to meet the directors of these other films and to get to know them and what their thought process was on their films.
So what's next for you guys? What are you coming up? You got any big acting gigs on the horizon you can talk about?
I just finished a film, which is called Freddy. It's like, E.T. meets Transformers, which I'm the lead in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun family movie. The premiere is in February, so I'm pumped for that. I have a TV show that I'm the lead in called Play by Play, which you can find on Go90, which is a free app, which you can get on your phone or on the computer. And it's like a coming-of-age 90s sports rom-com.
It reminds me of The Wonder Years, only
yeah.
it's set in... the Kevin Arnold character, which you play, is set in the 1990s instead
yeah.
of 1970s.
Yeah, and it, you know, it was so fun to get to be in that era again because, you know, Worm and Play-by-Play are, like, nothing alike, but it was cool to get to go back to that era
mm-hmm.
For a little bit. And I shot seasons 2 and 3 just a couple months ago, and that'll be coming out sometime this year. I'm not... too sure when yet, but that will be soon.
Mm-hmm. And Sky, how about you?
I've actually been writing a lot more than I've been acting. I've always loved to write. I've written down like little things here and there, you know, just cool ideas that I had. But now I'm actually sitting down with the most amazing writing partner, and we're writing a screenplay. And I don't want to give like too much of it away because, I mean, nothing's set in stone yet because, you know, we've written like 20 some pages. But it's a thriller. It's a lot of fun. I love working with someone who has the same passion as I do about movies. And I'm just very...
Yeah, collaboration in this industry is a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially when you find the right person to collaborate with.
Yeah. Has Christopher told you if he turns this into a feature film, is he going to do it quick enough before you guys grow out of the roles?
Well, let me chime in real quick before I see you, Chris. I'm 18, but I look like I'm 12. So, yeah, no, I see you. Yeah. I'm just waiting patiently because I have a feeling that everything comes full circle. And, you know, it was amazing to work with Chris. And I know Sky can agree. You know, he's pretty genius. And
we can say we knew him when.
Yeah. No, really. Seriously, though. For real. So I'm not really worried about that.
So there was something in the movie. The internet kind of played a character and a role. Everything was, have you seen the internet? It's going to be big. You know, so tell us a little bit about that running thread through there, because that was really cute.
I mean, part of it was just the way I remember the 90s and not knowing what the internet was, but really wanting to. Mm-hmm. It's a movie about a character who doesn't want to change, who doesn't want to have to grow up, who doesn't want to move forward, and the whole world is hurtling past him, and the internet is kind of represents that, I think. Mm-hmm. He reads a dictionary all day, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was just really fun. And this also, I just love when people refer to it as the internet.
The internet.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Awesome.
The net, yes. Well, the Worm is coming its way. You're in shorts program number 4, so it looks like your next time up is, well, you're trekking down to Salt Lake today, I guess.
Yep.
And then the next chance to see it locally is tomorrow at the Redstone 2, 1 p.m. And you wrap up Friday at the Holiday 4 at 10 p.m. And with Stacy's recommendation, you got a great boost. So
thank you guys so much for having us.
Go out and see this Shorts Block 4. You guys will love it. Thanks
Please
for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.